Jones and Will McClure will tip it. Jones wins the tip, gets it back to Malik Perry. He'll hand off behind him to Randy Davis to start the offense for BSU. Ball State working left to right in their white jerseys with red numbers and black trim. Central Michigan working right to left with purple jerseys, gold numbers, and white trim. Jared Jones has it on the right wing. Cross-court pass is intercepted and stolen away by Trey Ziegler for Central Michigan. Ziegler will work it off the right side to Rasheed. Back to Ziegler. Ziegler hands off to Rasheed behind him. Ball State has had some slow starts recently in basketball games. They're going to try to avoid that here tonight. Antonio Weary has it in the corner. He'll give back to Rasheed on the right wing. And Rasheed will come back up top to Trey Ziegler. 15 on the shot clock. Ziegler with Pierre Snead draped all over him will find Rasheed on the right wing. Rasheed's guarded by Randy Davis. Shot clock down to 7. Rasheed off the screen will drive, runs out of room, comes up top to McClure. A long 2, missed at front iron, no. And Jared pulls down the board. Jones will give it to Randy Davis up the court. Davis working back and forth, drives in the lane, goes up strong, missed the lay-in. Rebound loose on the floor. Central Michigan controls it. That's Ziegler's second board. Ziegler into the lane, goes up easily, and lays it in for 2. Central Michigan takes the early lead.
If you're the Ball State Cardinals, you have to pick him up at half court. You can't let him penetrate all the way into the lane, having all of his momentum going. You're not going to be able to stop him too often.
Central Michigan in the man-to-man defense. Randy Davis comes off the screen, draws some contact, no call. He'll give it to Snead on the right wing. Snead comes to the top of the key with it. He'll hand off to Jawan Scaife on the left side. Now Scaife will come to the near side. Scaife drives into the lane, stops, looks for an open man, finds Randy Davis, who shot fakes, wanted some contact as Rasheed was jumping all over him. Davis off the screen, shot clock at 4, long 2 for Jones. Tough shot, misses front iron, no, and Thomas pulls down the board for Central Michigan. Not a good start once again for Ball State. Here's Ziegler the other way. He'll bounce it top of the key to Amir Rasheed, who will work it in between the circles. Takes a step back near the Cardinal logo. Randy Davis guarding him. Took Ball State about 4 minutes to score against Western Michigan. Starting the same way here as the runner goes for Trey Ziegler on the baseline. He's got 4 already, and it's 4-0 Chippewas. The other way, Pierre Snead goes up strong. His shot was blocked. Out of bounds will stay with BSU underneath the basket. 17:40 to go in the first. Ball State's yet to score. It's 4-0 Central Michigan.
And defensively, they're giving Ziegler way too much. Pierre Snead let him drive the baseline. And normally you need help defense there, but they didn't get it until the very last second. You got to cut them off on the baseline sooner. The Cardinals just have to improve their defense on Ziegler. They know he's going to be the go-to guy.
Jones from 18 missed it badly long, and Ziegler pulls down the board. Ziegler on the move. He'll kick it right side to Rasheed. Back up top to Ziegler. 17:28 to go. Jalen Thomas left side will try from 3, and it falls. So 7-0 early Chippewas lead, and Coach Billy Taylor wants a timeout. And again, Kyle, a slow start for Ball State. They got down 14-7 against Western Michigan a couple nights ago.
Yeah, this is just deja vu all over again. The Cardinals seem a step behind and just still wiping the sleep out of their eyes from last night. I mean, it's a 2 o'clock game. Obviously, the Cardinals are going to be ready. Last game, it was a 7 o'clock game, so they shouldn't have been, you know, slow or anything like that. They've got 2 games within a few days of each other. They should be pretty fresh. But once again, defensively, which has been their strong suit, one of the best teams in the MAC defensively, number one scoring defense, number one against field goal percentage defense as well. So, you know, it'll improve, obviously, but again, the slow start, you're just digging yourself into a hole right off the bat. Yeah, you want to play tight defense and look out for Ziegler, but like I said, in the pregame, Thomas, their second leading scorer, 15 points a game. He can shoot it too from behind the arc, so you got to look out for him.
So what does Coach Taylor do? He puts in 3 freshmen, Tyre Robinson, Jesse Berry, Chris Bond. They've all checked into the game. Here's Tyre on the right side. Lost the ball but got it back. Feeds it down to Malik. Malik on the baseline, about 16 feet away from the hoop. Will give it to Snead. Snead to Tyre Robinson, who is rejected but took a hard tumble. He was fouled. He'll be going to the line for 2, and a lot of contact there. Tyre looks like he's okay, although he's shaking off his arm right now.
Yeah, Weary got him where he just checked in, and Tyre holding his shooting arm, the left arm,
yeah,
around the forearm area, just shaking it off. Weary a little shaken up too. He's favoring one of his legs, but Tyre definitely took the pounding on that one, so we'll see how Tyre can do from the free throw line. For the Ball State Cardinals, Tyre on the season, only 63%, and the first one he missed.
And you can tell that left arm still giving him trouble, trying to shake it off. He took an inordinate amount of time with the basketball, took a step back, You can tell it's still hurting him. See if he can knock this one down, give Ball State their first points of the game. Jared Jones checked out at that last timeout. Tyree second on the way. This one falls, nothing but net. 7-1's the score. Right now, Coach Taylor doesn't have anybody in for him or set to come in for Tyree. And on will come the pressure. Rashid will inbound the basketball. Tyree Robinson guarding him. Robinson will back off. Rashid's got to hurry here. Crosses the timeline in 8 seconds. And now we'll slowly walk it up the court on the right side, guarded by Robinson. Rashid spins around, can't find anybody. He'll find Ziegler on the right side. Ziegler back to Rashid. Rashid beats his man, drives in the lane. Runner missed it, no good, and Malik pulls down the board. Perry finds Robinson on the left side. Robinson works with the basketball, feeds it to Snead on the baseline. Nice pass down low to Bond, who juggled it, got fouled, and hit the shot. And one opportunity coming up for Chris Bond, and it seems like with every game that Chris Bond plays, he continues to improve and impress.
And he always attacks the basket, even if he's got a bigger man on him. He's playing down there, much like Malik Perry, down there, 6'4 stature, playing the bigs at 6'7 and 6'8. Obviously, he has the leaping ability to get up there, but a little thinner than Malik Perry. He doesn't have the muscle to bang around, but he hits the free throw as well. So Chris Bond just continues to improve each game.
So a little four-point run response here for Ball State, 7-4. That was their first basket of the game. And here's the full-court pressure once again. Rashid to inbound. He'll get it into Ziegler. Pierce needs draped on him. Expect to see that the case for most of this game. Ziegler, though, beat him to midcourt. Pierce Snead catches up. He'll give back to Amir Rashid. 16-20 left here in the first. 7-4 Chippewas with the early lead. This is Derek Jackson on the right side. Drives baseline, kicks to the corner. Open is Rashid for a baseline jumper. Missed it short. Jackson, though, pulls down the rebound for Central Michigan, and he'll try it too and buries it.
Cardinals with that smaller lineup, Pat, they got to box out. They don't have a lot of bodies. You can't just jump up there like a 6'9 Jared Jones can.
9-4 is the score, 15:57 to go. Robinson off the screen looking, and he'll find Jesse Berry, who sparked the Cardinals last game. He'll drive baseline, throws cross-court pass to Snead, and Snead will come in and lay it in as McClure fell down low, and it's 9-6.